Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 126 with Alex Pardo and John Lee Dumas.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? I am excited about today's masterclass. This is so awesome to have. Guys, if you don't know a gentleman by the name of John Lee Dumas, just go to eofire.com, Entrepreneur on Fire. Guys, John is the host of EO Fire, which is an award-winning podcast where he interviews some of the most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. And in just a few, you know, 5-6 years, he's grown EO Fire into a multi-million dollar a year business. He's done over 1,500 interviews. I think the show's got over 1,700 episodes at this point and gets about 1.5 million monthly listens, which is just absolutely crazy insane to me. He's also got a couple really, really cool products called the Freedom Journal and the Mastery Journal, which were two of the most funded published campaigns on Kickstarter, which goes to, you know, it speaks to the quality of the product and you know, how much of an impact it's had on people. And so, guys, on a personal level, you know, when I was thinking about starting a podcast, you know, about a year ago, John was a big inspiration for that. You know, he was someone that in 2012, he launched his podcast. At the time, nobody was doing a daily show. And fast forward, you know, about 5 years, he's got over 1,700 episodes. It's a multi-million dollar a year business. And John was a big inspiration and helped me, gave me some guidance along the way as I was just kind of getting started in this podcast world. And this is a very unique interview because while John isn't a real estate investor, he's a highly successful entrepreneur. And because he's, you know, interviewed some of the greats out there, guys like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, Tim Ferriss, Seth Godin, I mean, you named it, John has probably interviewed them on his show. So I really pick his brain about, you know, after interviewing like all these successful people, you know, what separates the great ones from the good ones? You know, John shares with us some, what are some of the common mistakes that he sees entrepreneurs make. And then, you know, more importantly, right, that's what we care about. How do we avoid some of those things? How do we avoid those pitfalls? You know, I asked him what's the best business advice he's ever received. And then I even threw a question for us, you know, wholesalers and investors about marketing to motivated sellers. So it'll be really interesting for you guys to hear what he would do if he was in our shoes looking to wholesale property. So guys, definitely check this out. You know, I'm exploring, you know, having highly successful, not just interviewing, you know, highly successful investors and entrepreneurs on the masterclass, but entrepreneurs that have succeeded in other businesses, right? Because I think we can, there's a lot of parallels, number one, and we can draw from not only their success, but their failure. So I'm curious, you know, if this show resonates with you guys. It's a quickie, for lack of a better word. So we go about, you know, 13-14 minutes here, but it's packed with gold nuggets and value bombs. So guys, check it out. I would love for you to share it with your network. Comment on Facebook, tag me, let me know what you think. And without further ado, let's just launch right into it. JLD in the house. What is up, my brother?
Alex, I am just fired up and ready to ignite.
I love it, man. Well, dude, it is so awesome to have you on, man. And for everybody listening in, you know, I've had the benefit of consulting with John on a couple different occasions. And I'm grateful that now I have him on the show and you guys get to benefit from the wisdom. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this, John. Well, hey, man, I want to launch right into it. I mean, I think, you know, we have limited time here. And so what I want to kind of focus in on is, you know, you've had over 1,700 podcast episodes on EO Fire, and you've had the benefit of connecting with some of the brightest minds out there. After interviewing like all these successful entrepreneurs, what would you boil it down to? Like, what separates the great ones from the good ones?
I can sum it up in one word, Alex. It's consistency. People who just continue to be consistent with their free, valuable content on a day-to-day basis, they win over time. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people that come in with these unrealistic expectations that think that, you know, Snapchat or Facebook Live or Instagram or podcasting or vlogging is going to be that, you know, that cure-all that just they just start and it's going to blow up. No, like every single person that you've seen who's acquired and achieved success as an entrepreneur has achieved that because they've consistently been sticking to a plan of action, creating free and valuable content until it happens. And it might be 1 month, it might be 1 year, it might be 5 years, but it's going to happen. But it's that one word, consistency.
Yeah, man, that's so true. And you know, I think it's so many people are affected by the shiny object syndrome. So I love the fact that you said that. And to kind of piggyback and maybe go in a little bit of a different direction around that same question, what's the fine line, John, in your opinion, between sticking to something and being consistent but not getting the results? Like, at what point do you pivot and kind of transition and say, okay, well, I need to change my strategy, or maybe this approach isn't working, versus like being consistent and just sticking at it? Like, what's that fine line for you?
We should be making micro pivots and adjustments every single day. I mean, when a plane takes off out of LA and it's going to land in New York, it's making like 30,000 micro adjustments on that flight, you know, because of wind speed and altitude and all these different things. Like, and what happens? It gets to its destination. So don't think that like you're not going to ever adjust or pivot or move, especially in the micro sector. Like, it's going to happen on that micro scale many, many times. So just recognize that's part of being a human being. You know, just like you don't stand straight. No, you're always just kind of like shifting your weight, moving, you know, kind of flexing your knee, kind of. We're always in perpetual motion. And, you know, it is the $1 million question, though, too, is like, when do you stop digging in that hole? You know, because, you know, a lot of people are just digging, 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 looking for that gold. Well, do you ever stop? Because you might be 3 feet away from gold, or you might be 30,000 feet away from gold.
Yeah.
You might just be going through that dip that Seth Godin talks about, or you might actually be digging to nowhere. So, you know, I think you just have to consistently be waking up in the morning, you know, doing things like meditating and journaling to really clear your mind, to give yourself the space to think and to take your pulse on your business, on your life, and just make sure that you feel like you're going in that right direction. As long as it's feeling right, and as long as, you know, you're excited and you're curious about what you're doing day to day, then keep at it. You know, make those small micro adjustments as you need to, but keep going forward. But, you know, when it starts to, not just one day, but, you know, if a week, 10 days, 20 days go by, and you're waking up every morning, you're like, oh man, this just doesn't feel right. Well, maybe you need a little bit more than a micro pivot. You know, maybe you need a little bit of a macro move to really test things out. And by the way, you can go back. There's nothing wrong with going back if that macro move ended up being a mistake. So don't be afraid of making that happen.
Yeah. And I think to your point, John, you know, part of this too is, I think, determining the difference between making a micro move and a macro move. You know, if you have a vision for your life and for your business, if you have clear, defined goals, that puts you in a better position, I feel like, in my opinion, and let me know if you feel otherwise, to make those micro moves and not necessarily have to make those macro moves. I think it's the people that are just unsure where they're going and they're just kind of going that they feel lost.
That North Star is important for every single person to have. You have to have that, you know, that one why, that North Star that's kind of bringing you in that general direction. For me, it was freedom. Like, I wanted the freedom to wake up in the morning and to know that what was on my schedule was put there by me, that I chose that, that I made that decision, that I'm going to be working on projects that I like, that I love, that I'm curious about, that I'm excited about. That's my North Star. That's freedom. That's what keeps me going forward. And that's what really helps me decide on the big decisions that I have in life when it comes to my life and my business.
So awesome, man. Let me ask you this now. And I know this is you ask a similar question on your show. What are some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen, you know, entrepreneurs that you've interviewed, you know, thousands now over the years? What are some of the common mistakes that you just see entrepreneurs constantly making? And then more importantly, like, what advice would you give us to make sure that we can avoid that trap?
Lack of authenticity. I totally get that we are all standing up on the shoulders of giants. Like, when I launched Entrepreneur on Fire 5 years ago now, like, I was absolutely mimicking and copying some people that I respected in the industry that were doing what I was doing. Like, I admired them. And like, that was all I knew. I didn't have any experience in podcasting. So I'm going to learn, stand up on the shoulders of those giants. And, you know, for me, I could have kept doing that. And that would have been the mistake. That would have been the lack of authenticity, because you need to move to being authentic. You don't need to launch being authentic, because maybe you don't have an authentic voice because you've never podcasted before or done a video before or written a book before. Like, you know, every master was a disaster. That's just how it was. So don't freak out that you can't be this unique, amazing, you know, a great individual from day one. It's going to come over time. Like, it took me a couple hundred episodes before I really felt like my personality was shining through on my podcast, but I was always moving towards that. And when I got there, the show started so much more with people in such a better way because I was able to be authentic. I was able to be me. And now when people meet me at conferences, wherever it might be, they're like, John, like, you're just like you sound in your podcast. Like, you have the exact same personality. I said, because that's me, because that's my personality. Yeah. And by the way, I didn't get there day one. Like, I wasn't some amazing person that could just do that, hit the record button and be me. It takes time for everybody, but lack of authenticity is, you know, probably the biggest mistake that I'm seeing a lot of people these days. You know, everybody wants to be the next Gary Vaynerchuk, just flipping on Snapchat,
so true.
You know, screaming. And guess what? For some people, that's their personality, and they'll get pretty quickly to a place of their authenticity with that similar vibe.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it's not. And we can see right through that.
I totally agree. I think the marketplace, your clients, your customers, you know, your audience, they can sniff out if you're not being sincere. So I wasn't sure what direction you were going to go in, but I appreciate you sharing that, because it's valuable advice. And, you know, in today's day and age, more than ever, you have to be authentic. You have to be yourself. And if people don't like it, so be it, you know? So, John, question for you, brother. What is the best piece of business advice you've ever received, whether it's from a coach, whether it's from a mentor, somebody you interviewed, you know, whoever?
Follow your curiosity. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, really misuse the phrase passion, and passion's a great word. And I wish everybody passion in life. Like, I hope you have passion about something. But just because you have a passion about something doesn't mean you should try to turn it into a job. You should try to turn it into a work. Because guess what? It might work. And then amazing. I'm happy for you. But there's a good chance it won't. And now you're kind of taking this passion and you're kind of like just crushing it, because now you're grinding every day. And I've just seen so many people lose because they've, you know, taken their passion, tried to turn it into a lifestyle, and then, you know, now they're, and then that fails, and now they, you know, they're left with nothing. They're left with no passion. They're left with no business, and they're just kind of sitting there. But the people that I've found that have followed their curiosity, like, what interests you? Like, what are you fascinated by? You know, for me, like, an example would be health and wellness. I'm not passionate about health. I'm not passionate about nutrition and fitness. I'm curious, I'm interested, and I want to follow that curiosity. That might lead to something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not passionate about it, and that's okay. So don't not go down a path because you don't think you have passion in it. Instead, I think it can be really a really cool adventure to follow your curiosity.
Yeah, I love that, man. So true. Here's the last one I'm going to leave you with, and I got to throw in a marketing question, because obviously, you know, the you're a master marketer, man, and just, you know, our audience here are real estate investors, wholesalers, and so, you know, you've generated so much traffic online. I know you're a big affiliate marketer. If you were in my shoes or in the audience's shoes, right? Let's say, John Lee Dumas, you're a real estate investor. You're a wholesaler. I know back in the day you were in commercial real estate. Let's assume you were a wholesaler and your target market was the motivated seller, right? A distressed seller that needed to sell their house at a deep discount. How would you, in today's market, how would you target that specific homeowner? Is it, you know, would you do it through a Facebook ad? Like, most of us leverage direct mail. We leverage, you know, SEO, PPC, banded signs, etc. Is there one specific marketing channel, or maybe two, that you can think, you know, if I was a wholesaler today, this is how I would target these homeowners?
You know, it kind of depends on the amount of scale and leverage that you want to have. Like, for instance, if you're like, well, this like would be a huge deal for me to get this one distressed home sale, like, as part of my portfolio and be able to represent or do whatever that might be. If that's like a really big deal, then I would say absolutely what you want to do is a targeted Facebook ad that literally has a phone number on that ad. And it just says, hey, give me a call if you're, you know, if you have a home that you are very distressed about and that you own. But again, this is the great thing about Facebook is you're only targeting that person.
That's right.
So this person's thinking they're seeing an ad that maybe 100 different people are saying, like, wow, this is probably a big company that's really successful and they're putting their number on here. I might just kind of call to learn a little bit more. Next thing you know, your cell phone rings from that one person that saw the ad. And they're, by the way, the only person in the universe to see that ad, you know, with the phone number on it. Mm-hmm. And they call you and they say, hey, yeah, I'm calling about this now. You're like, oh yeah, hold on a second. And then you jump back on. You're like, okay. So, you know, tell me a little bit more about your situation. You know, mm-hmm. obviously you already know a lot about their situation probably, but you go down that road and then you start to build rapport and you start to say, listen, like, this is why I think that we can help you in this current situation. You know, and then you kind of just continue that next step. But that phone call is so key this day and age because people are just bombarded with the ads and the stories and the videos and the this and the that and, you know, the newspapers. But if they can just actually have a person, a human being to talk to, that's going to become their go-to choice when they have that initial conversation. You've already won when that happens.
Yeah, brother. You hit the nail on the head, and that kind of ties back into what we were just talking about a few minutes ago about being authentic. People don't want to talk to an operator. They want to connect with a human being. And I think that word connect is the operative word there. So, John, man, this has been awesome, dude. For the people that don't know you, I want to encourage everybody out there to definitely subscribe and listen to John's podcast. If you go to eofire.com, he's got, last I checked, over 1,700 episodes, which is just insane to me and super impressive. But John, man, is that the best place to connect with you, or how can we serve you, man?
EOFire.com is where all the magic happens. We have free courses for everybody, whether you're in real estate, you're an entrepreneur, whatever, fill in the blank. We have free courses on how to create your funnels, how to accomplish meaningful goals, on podcasting, on webinars. So we just have a lot of free content. And again, over 1,700 and counting episodes keep on ticking up.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, listen, man, I want to take just a quick second here before we wrap up to, number one, just, you know, thank you. You were a big, you know, inspiration when I launched the Flip Empire Show about a year ago. Like I mentioned at the beginning, you and I haven't had an opportunity to talk, and you gave me a lot of direction, a lot of guidance. And so I don't think I'd be, you know, 120 something episodes in without you, man. So really appreciate you on a personal level. And then I just want to acknowledge you for just the valuable content, man. Everything that you've put out there throughout the years, I think going back to 2012, you know, I continue to look up to you, man. And guys, I want to encourage you to check out the show. You know, even though this particular episode is not about real estate, it's about business. It's about marketing. And if you go to eofire.com and you just watch how John markets and how he goes about, you know, business, I think you can pick up a lot. So that's the reason I wanted to have you on the show, man. So really appreciate you.
Well, Alex, honestly, I'm proud of you, brother, because you are inspiring a lot of people in an industry that frankly just needs inspiration. And I mean that in a good way, because there's a lot of great things that are happening in real estate and in entrepreneurship. And when we have voices like yourself out there, just kind of like showing the way, it's going to be better for everybody.
Awesome, man. Well, John, man, keep crushing, keep doing your thing. And guys, I'll make sure to tune in to this Thursday's Q&A show. And if you have any questions, make sure to click the Ask Alex link at the top. Fire away, and I'm happy to feature it in an upcoming episode. Talk to you guys soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.